From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. One of the youngest detainees at Guantanamo Bay Prison may soon be released. A judge in Washington ruled today the man has been held illegally for nearly 7 years. NPR's Ari Shapiro has details.
Mohammed Jawad was in his early teens when Americans picked him up in Afghanistan. During his time at Guantanamo, he has grown 5 inches, according to his lawyers. The Justice Department says it needs a week to finalize an agreement with the Afghan government about returning Jawad to his family in Afghanistan. Then the administration must give Congress 2 weeks' notice, so Jawad could be home by August 21st at the earliest. But the Attorney General has not ruled out indicting him either. Judge Ellen Huvell urged against that. She said there would be serious speedy trial problems since he's been in custody for so long, and Huvell said Jawad may not be competent to stand trial since he was tortured. He was originally accused of wounding American soldiers by throwing a grenade at them. Huvell told government lawyers, enough has been imposed on this young man to date. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Iranian protesters clashed with riot police in Tehran today after thousands of mourners gathered at a cemetery to honor Neda Soltan and others who've been killed since last month's disputed presidential election. Crowds had gathered at Soltan's grave, but when opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi tried to join the service, police used tear gas and truncheons and fired shots into the air to disperse them. The White House says President Obama is hoping to foster a dialogue when he cracks open a beer tonight with Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates and the Cambridge police sergeant behind Gates' controversial arrest. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama has described Professor Gates and police sergeant Jim Crowley as two good people who both overreacted, leading to Gates' arrest at his own home 2 weeks ago. The disorderly conduct charge was later dropped, but Mr. Obama says the case shows how sensitive it can be whenever a white police officer interacts with an African American. The president hopes tonight's White House get-together will lower the temperature, but spokesman Robert Gibbs says he's realistic about what one friendly beer can accomplish.
This is not something that is just going to involve him. This is the kind of stuff that has to continue to happen at all levels. When the president talks about the government can't solve all your problems, I think he would put this under that umbrella.
Mr. Obama has also expressed regret that his own comments about the case last week ratcheted up the tension. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Labor Department reports first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose last week, but attributes much of the increase to seasonal changes. 25,000 more people applied for unemployment for the first time last week over the week before. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 83 points to close at 9,154. The Nasdaq picked up 16 points to close at 1984. This is NPR News. Two oil giants, ExxonMobil and Royal Dutch Shell, are reporting big second-quarter losses. ExxonMobil, the world's largest publicly traded oil company, says earnings shrank 66% from this time last year, when profits were at a record high. And Shell, Europe's biggest oil company, says profits were down 70% from last year. Since then, global demand for gasoline has declined and oil inventories are high. A jury in Arizona today sentenced a man convicted of serial shootings in Phoenix. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Farris-Cole has the story.
The jury handed down a life sentence to Samuel Dedeman, who was convicted of murdering two people during the random nighttime attacks that took place between 2005 and 2006. His partner in the attacks, Dale Hausner, was convicted earlier this year of 6 of the murders and received 6 death sentences. After Wednesday's verdict, Samuel Dedeman apologized to the families of his victims. And though he never asked the court for leniency, Dedeman thanked jurors for sparing him the death penalty. One of Dedeman's victims was in the courtroom for the sentencing and said he agreed with the verdict. He also said there should be no hatred toward Dedeman's family, as too much time has already been wasted on that. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Farris-Cole in Flagstaff.
An explosion on Spain's popular tourist island Mallorca has killed 2 Spanish policemen. Yesterday, a car bomb injured dozens of people at a police barracks in northern Spain. Both attacks are being blamed on the Basque separatist group ETA, which marks the 50th anniversary of the main Basque independence movement tomorrow. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.